This is 7AD and 7BU, and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
Going very well. So today you're going to talk about council approvals for solar panels on roofs.
That's it. Now, this has been a thing for some time, but as the years have gone on, it's become clearly apparent this is purely a cash grab as these fees keep rising. So what are we talking about? A few years back, the building industry was a bit upset with the solar boom that was happening all over Tassie, and they felt they were missing out, and they lobbied the government to try and make it mandatory a builder was involved in erecting the solar panels. It nearly worked, but the successful counter-lobbying by the solar industry nipped it in the bud. But as a byproduct, the process was updated, and building surveyors now required to sign off on a solar system installation in certain circumstances. And those circumstances are, if the solar panels are more than 100 mil off the roof, or if the array is larger than 38 metres squared on one load-bearing surface. So this then becomes what we call a notifiable work and will generally require a building surveyor to sign off and a fee paid to the council. So in real terms, Darren, this is anything more than 23 panels sharing one load-bearing surface or any system on tilt legs.
Okay.
From an engineering viewpoint, none of this makes any sense. Deadweight loading is only 11 kg per metre squared, and homes should have a minimum capacity of 34 kilograms per metre squared. So there's no issue there. And we know from studies looking at rates of damage after storms and stuff on the mainland and cyclones, that well-installed solar systems make your house stronger, not weaker. So the criteria is odd and flawed from any level of engineering scrutiny. Question for you, Darren. Now, if you were paying someone to certify your solar installation, would you expect someone to come out and inspect the structural integrity of the building?
Reckon so.
Also, would you expect the system after it was installed to be inspected by the agent that was certifying the job to make sure the installation has been installed in line with racking manufacturer's specifications?
Reckon so.
You might be surprised to hear none of these things happen. Yeah, so this is why this has proven to be a cash grab, which can be up to $1,200 in some council jurisdiction. So some councils have no fees, some councils charge $250 fees, some are $100, some are $90, and that's on top of the building surveyor costs, okay, which are generally up around between the $700 and $900.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah. It's quite expensive, and the consumer receives not one iota of value other than a tick in a box. It's a bizarre situation. The products we use are all engineered to meet and exceed our wind zone A requirements, which is where Tassie sits in the wind zoning. The system is inspected by an electrical inspector who is part of AS5833, is required to make sure the solar mounting products have been installed as per the manufacturer's requirements, which means the engineering aspect has been met. So it is inspected, but by someone, you're paying for this, but it's being done by a separate party. Mm. Anyway, regardless, yeah. So customers are paying for someone who will never visit your site to sign it off. So then the question is, if the building surveyors are signing off on it regardless of the flawed process, are they taking some liability if things go wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, you'd be wrong again, Darren. When you read the fine print, they take responsibility for nothing, and all the liability falls back onto the supplier and installer of the solar system, which in this case would be me. And I think that's fair enough, as ultimately a correctly installed solar system should always remain the responsibility of the supplier and installer.
Hmm.
But in that case, why are we paying building surveyors and councils for absolutely nothing? It's a money for jam rot. It's a cracker. There used to be a building surveyor company called Protec, and they signed off on the majority of solar installations in the state for a number of years. That's thousands of them. And they closed their doors some time ago. So if there was some level of protection awarded to the consumer by paying these exorbitant fees, where do they sit now when the issue of the certificate is no longer trading? Weird. Here's another question. It's interesting how solar power systems are singled out for this special attention, as many other things on your roof are not even looked at. So solar hot water systems, Darren, with a roof-mounted cylinder, these can weigh the best part of a tonne when they're full of water, require no sign-off or council fee. Outdoor air conditioning units, they can be roof-mounted, and they can be quite big. These require none of this malarkey either. It only goes to show when any industry hits critical mass and become part of the landscape, the amount of invisible hands who want to click the ticket for cash on the way through only increases. This is all it is. Now, in this case, absolutely offering no benefit for anyone involved in regards to services rendered. People will try and reduce their energy bills by exploring solar options being seen as a cash cow, and I think it's time we shone a light on this exploitative behaviour.
So what are you doing about it?
Well, I've begun lobbying government to have this looked at and removed from the notifiable works requirements. It's just madness. We have to do this for domestic dwellings. I sort of get it for bigger commercial properties because they are huge, like bigger systems, you know, when we're talking hundreds of panels. But it might be time to talk to your local members now the election is over and done with, to ask where they stand in regards to solar owners being ripped off by local councils and this ridiculous requirement to hand over money for nothing. I think it's time we started talking about it. So yeah, that's what I thought I'd bring that up. That was the bee in my bonnet today.
All right. Now, apart from the solar, you just do standard electrical work, don't you, as well?
And heating and lighting and
heat pumps, all that.
We'll have a crack at anything.
All right. Yeah. Including the government. Including the council.
And all of them. Yeah, line them up.
56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, 1-300-502-599, dmsenergy.net.au, and on the Facebook. Good work. Catch you next week.
Cheers, mate.